The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Silver Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this morning I've got Sue, who is the National Manager of Volunteering and Community Development at IAC. Say that one?
That's correct.
And I've got old mate Leon over here.
Hello, how you doing?
Leon over here, that is the
Volunteer
coordinator for IAC in Wahaupo Marihatu Invercargill. Tell me a bit about yourself.
It's a loaded question. I reside in Wellington. We moved there 3 years ago from Rangiora, and loving it. I've been in the volunteer sector for a number of years and love that. Keep thinking about retirement, but when you love what you do, it's quite hard to think about that. So, yeah, we're just really excited to be in Invercargill and here to support Leon as he is looking to develop the volunteer program further into Gore.
Yeah. How long has the IAC volunteer program been in Invercargill for?
Right, yeah, that's been in Invercargill now for close to 4 years. We're coming up for a four-year birthday, because I remember you were there at the launch of it, weren't you, Jack?
That was far. That's far. So I remember that day.
Yeah, and it's grown really good, and we've loads of great friendships where people are connecting, and it's making a difference in people's lives. Yeah. So, yeah.
If people want to get involved in the IAC volunteer program, how do they do that?
Well, there's loads of ways they can contact me directly, and I can give you my cell phone number and email here, and you could share that. So that's 021-308-549. They can email me leon.hartnett@ihc.org.nz, or they can go to the IHC website and click on volunteering, and there's a link there.
What do you enjoy the most about the IAC volunteer program?
Seeing the friendships. Yeah. There is nothing more magical than when we have a really good match, and the volunteer supporting a person with intellectual disability out in their own community, meeting other people, breaking down barriers, and just the warmth through their smiles and also through what they achieve. It's not just about going for a coffee anymore. They might go rock climbing. They might go do some holiday trips together. Yeah, they catch the train or whatever it is. But it's just about when you get the match right and it's based on shared interests, it's just really, really amazing to see.
Yeah.
And to see the growth in the people that we're supporting as they become more connected, as we do with our own friends, and as you get to know people more, you become a bit more adventurous, and I think that's just been really magical.
Yeah. It's magical.
The IAC volunteer program only in Invercargill, or the shred throughout New Zealand?
Throughout New Zealand, we've got 10 volunteer coordinators throughout the country, and we are always looking for new opportunities. With our iVolunteer program, which is all online, that's allowed us to reach out to people with intellectual disability in areas where we don't have a volunteer coordinator, and that's been working very well. And that was an outcome of COVID, you know, basically finding how else can we provide friendships when you can't meet face-to-face. So it's tested us a little bit. We've become sort of quite savvy on different platforms that we can use. But the volunteers love it, and so do their friends, being able to still connect.
And that was, we were out in Gore yesterday, and we were reaching out expressly to the community in Gore, that if there's any people out there with intellectual disabilities who are looking for a friend online, get in contact with us, you know.
It doesn't have to be, you know, we've had some volunteers now who are not able to leave their own homes, and so now they can participate in their community and volunteers, but it's all online, which has been an amazing outcome, and we're really proud of it.
If you want to be a volunteer, do you have to, like, sign anything, I don't know.
I think it's like everything. There is some paperwork, of course. We try to make it as easy as possible. We do require people come through. We police vetting is important. We also do a thorough orientation, which takes 3 or 4 hours. Sign a volunteer agreement form, because everything we do is confidential. And then we get you matched. But it's pretty easy. I think actually
as you do that with people, everybody we see who goes through a process finds it's actually an enjoyable process and they learn from it, which is really good.
And they connect with other volunteers who are coming through.
What is your favorite part about being the National Manager of Volunteering and Community Development at IHC?
Being out and about. Going out and meeting with the staff, and I love it. Getting out and seeing things. I've been very impressed with Invercargill with all the construction going on since I was here last, and it's just lovely to get out and see communities thriving and doing well, especially after the last few years. But I love being out with staff, meeting the volunteers and their friends. I really enjoy that part of my week.
Especially the new hotel that's opening on Monday.
Next week. You going to go to it?
Yeah, I haven't even been inside yet, but every time I'm done past, I'm like, man, I want to go inside, but it's not. It blocked off.
Yeah, soon. soon, Jack.
If you could have any job, do anything in the world, what would it be and why?
That's a great question.
I would be doing what I'm doing. I've been working in the volunteering sector for over 40 years, and I, both as a volunteer, so I'm paid and unpaid roles, and I just love being out in the community through my own personal reasons. I volunteer myself, and I love it. I would do exactly what I'm doing now.
I struggle to think of anything else. Maybe I tell, like, at some stage I might have been a professional dancer, but I'm just not that good, you know. I love what I do.
Thank goodness.
What do you enjoy doing in your spare time when you're not at work?
In my spare time, I'm a Justice of the Peace, so I work on the service desks down at the library. So helping people with getting their paperwork sorted. And I also do Japanese braiding. It's called kumihimo.
Never heard of it.
Form of meditation. So I love that, and spending time with my family.
How long have you been doing that Japanese hima braiding for?
I started when I was living in Hawaii and had a sensei that taught me the very authentic way with a marudai. Probably 15 years, maybe 20 years.
I need to find out more about this.
Everybody's got a hidden side, right?
What made you want to start doing Japanese hima braiding?
I was watching an exhibition, and I was working in a hospital that was founded by Japanese immigrants, and there was people there that were learning that were teaching it, and so I signed up for a class and just fell in love with it. It's a very it's what the samurai used to use to hold their kimonos and their armor. Sorry, not their kimonos, but their armor, samurai armor together. Wow. So it's very strong. But it was just the meditative side of it. I really loved it. So that's what got into that, and just mostly made jewelry, jewelry braids. But had a lovely group of very elderly Japanese women that were our teachers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have you always been the National Manager of Volunteering and Community Development at IHC?
No, before IHC, I've been with IHC for 10 years. Before that, I was the Manager of Volunteering at Nurse Maud.
Where's that?
Nurse Maud's in Christchurch. Nurse Maud Hospice and Hospital. And then before that, I was overseas, but doing similar roles.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Just come volunteer with us. You know,
that's exactly it. Reach out to us, and if you want a life-changing experience and to make a difference in someone else's life, get in contact with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
Yeah. How many IHCs are there in New Zealand?
How many IHC?
There's only one IHC organisation. Yeah. That's the national organisation, and there's associated companies, and there's programs that are running all over the country, including the volunteer program, and there's the National Library in Wellington.
IHC is the IHC Corporation, and under that there's several subsidiaries. So Accessible Properties is one of those, and they take care of all our leases and agreements and buildings. We've got Idea Services, which is the government-funded part, and it provides all the services to the people with intellectual disability. And then we have our program sits under Programs, which is part of the charitable side of the organisation. So IHC volunteering is very dependent on charitable donations to fund us, so we do that. But there's we've got a fairly strong presence right throughout New Zealand.
Yeah, that's all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to Short on Radio South and on Deck. Do not forget to check out the Soar Facebook page. If you have any comments, questions or feedback, I would really like to hear from you. If you have a story to share, please get in touch, www.soar.facebook.com. This show is available as a podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from the site. Just look for the TV programs tab. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform or also on Spotify. Or the updated accessmedia.nz app, look for the TV Fruit Loader. Just download it for free from Doodle Play or the Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station, and then you can stream or download. Thank you, Sue and Leon, for coming on Soar this morning. Take up the awesome mahi. Have an awesome rest of the week, everybody.
You too, Jack. Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.